We have a guest joining us this morning to talk Coca-Cola days here on our program. Megan Roberts joins us this morning. She is the executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, as they get ready to host Coca-Cola days here, I guess today and tomorrow. It's right on top of us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's it gone so far?
So far, so good. You know, today people are just kind of starting to roll into town. So our collectors are here from all over the place. 25 to 30 states typically is what we bring in. And they come into the depot, they kind of get settled in today, and then we host our tailgate barbecue tonight to kind of the big welcome to get everyone going for the weekend.
Before we get into a lot of the details about what's going to happen this week, can you talk a little bit about the relationship that's been developed between the Chamber of Commerce and the committee and the community and those collectors that come in here so religiously every year?
Absolutely. They absolutely love coming to Atlantic. And it's just what you said, a great relationship that we've developed. It's somewhat of a family. We look forward to seeing them every year. They look forward to coming here every year. We usually have different people coming in to see what they have for wares at all times. But these collectors travel to different shows all over the United States all year long. So they see each other on a regular basis. And Atlantic is just one of their routine stops now. And being the Coca-Cola capital of Iowa, they love it. They enjoy our community and the hospitality they receive here. And we enjoy hosting them.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. And it grows, too. Word of mouth amongst those collectors, I'm guessing, is probably a pretty good thing.
It is. They have their own little network, and they send out emails via listserv when big sales come up so that they all know where to go. And if someone has a question about a product or a Coke item that they found along the way and they're not sure of the value, they'll put feelers out there amongst one another. So they do that. They communicate all year long, and they love to get together when they can.
I don't know if anybody really saw this coming when this celebration started some years ago, because it was always meant to be a little bit more low-key than a lot of the other celebrations, but they've kind of adopted it as their own.
Yes, they have. And we now host the second largest mini convention for Coca-Cola collectors. And you're right, people maybe didn't realize it was going to get that big, but it is a fun time. And the collectors really take ownership in it. They do a lot of the organizing ahead of time and getting the registrations in, and they really make it their own.
It's kind of like a car or motorcycle show. I mean, it's their baby. They like to show off. They like to brag. They like to talk about all the things, and in some cases, the stories about how they came upon some of these collectibles.
That's right. Coca-Cola collectors sometimes will collect a certain genre, signs or bottles, and they all have stories to go along with every piece they have. So it's very interesting to sit down and just have a conversation with them about their pieces. Some of them are for sale, but you know, a lot of those pieces they don't even want to get rid of. They just bring it to show it off because it's got so much value or it's just such a unique piece.
And they do like to talk about it,
too. Oh, yes.
And if you have questions, ask, because they love to. That's the resource. Nobody likes to sit down and page through all these collector's books and stuff to find out what you think you might have. These guys and gals can tell you exactly what they know, and they have years and years of experience with all this.
They do, and I get calls all the time at the chamber office because they know about our Coca-Cola days, people that have either inherited items or they came across something at a garage sale and they want that contact information. So we have a Coca-Cola collectors directory for the state of Iowa chapter, and we forward that on accordingly, just depending on what kind of items people are bringing in.
And what you have, what you find, may or may not be necessarily all that collectible or all that valuable, but it's nice to find out.
It is, and it's interesting nonetheless just to look at what's out there. And there's Christmas Coca-Cola, and there's the Polar Bears Coca-Cola, and there's different themes that have been brought up throughout the years. So it's kind of fun to see how that all ties into the years and the decades of celebrating. This year's the 125th anniversary. So
absolutely. Have you had a chance to get to Atlanta and see the Coca-Cola headquarters and museum and things?
Personally, I have not, but a lot of the collectors have been there, and I've heard it's just a day's worth to stop and peek at everything. It's so large. So someday it's on my wish list and my bucket list, I guess. I need to get there to compare.
It is kind of neat. I have been there, and it is kind of neat to be able to do that and then come back here and look through some of the things that these folks have. You're going to find a lot of the same stuff. I mean, these are some of the most collectible items that they'll have at that museum there, but it's amazing what they have here and what they'll bring in to show off too. So make sure you take the time to not just stop in, but take a lot of time to go through and ask a lot of questions and see some of these things, because it's a lifetime's worth of work for a lot of these folks.
It is.
And they're going to get a chance to maybe sneak peek that a little bit now too. I know tonight you've got a tailgate party coming up to kind of welcome the collectors here to town, have a little bit of fun, a little food, but some folks are going to get a chance to get an early look.
That's right. If you come to the tailgate tonight, you'll get a free ticket into a sneak peek, which is really unique because you get in there before all of the collectors open it up to the general public. So if you're an avid collector, it's fortunate for you because you can go in and see what's there for sale ahead. ahead of time. You can go in when it's not so busy and really take your time to look over the items. And that's a free pass. And usually you would have to wait for the general public to be admitted on Saturday. So
what's on the menu tonight?
You know, the menu is brats and hamburgers and baked beans from Fairway and some potato salad from the downtowner. Some hometown favorites that we like to put together so that they can kind of get a taste of all the different things we have for food in Atlantic. And pretty simple meal, but you know, they enjoy the hospitality and the social gathering more than anything.
Well, it says tailgate party. So what do we expect?
That's right.
So that's what we're having is tailgate food. And that's from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight down there at the Rock Island Depot. And then that sneak peek at the Herring Building, 2nd and Poplar, 6 to 8 this evening, too. Now, tomorrow, plenty of activities, too, and it all really kind of surrounds that Herring Building downtown where they will have a lot of those displays set up. The Show Swap and Sell, the Collector Showcase, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. What's the difference?
You know, the difference is the showcases for those items that are not for sale. They're there more for looks, more like a museum atmosphere where you can come in and take a peek at them, but it's one of those things where there may be some do not touch signs on the table. They're high-value Coca-Cola items, and so the collectors are just really sharing that with us, and we're happy to have them do that. But the Show Swap and Sell is more for the bargains and the finding the neat memorabilia that you can purchase and take home.
Will they be separate?
They somewhat are. Some of them are mixed in. We do have an area of the Herring Building where it's just strictly for looks, but for the most part, some of them keep it within their booth space, so it's kind of mixed in as well.
Okay, so look for that, and they'll let you know if you're reaching for something you probably shouldn't be.
Yes, they will.
A couple extra dollar signs involved there. Now, I want to talk to, and that's open to the public, and that's free. There's no admission to that.
It is free. We really hope people come out to see it because it's not a big money-making event by any means. It's more just a neat experience that's only offered in Atlantic, Iowa, and we want anyone and everyone to come and be a part of that. The only thing that would be for purchase is the food. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women will be providing concessions, so if you want to stop in for lunch, that'll be there.
Okay, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, that doesn't conclude the weekend's activities either. The Coca-Cola Days Parade gets underway at 4 o'clock down Chestnut Street, and this is for those who have maybe not partaken in this before, a little different than the rest of the parades you're going to see. Every entry in this parade is a float.
It's Coca-Cola. It's celebrating Coca-Cola. So there'll be children in costumes. We have a marching band coming, a tractor. I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but you're right. The difference is they all have to have Coca-Cola in their float or on their person or in their costuming. So it's really fun to come and see because they get really creative with that theme.
Well, and since it is kind of a kiddie parade type situation too, you know that they've put a lot of effort into these.
Some of these costumes from past years are just outstanding. And I have a couple moms who come in very early in the year and they want to know what the theme is this year because they like to get started ahead of time. So it's fun to come look at them.
Yeah, it's more than kids can participate, mm-hmm. but the kids really are the ones that's the focal point.
Those are the only ones that we give prizes to. Mm-hmm. We really want them to feel like a part of Coca-Cola Days and enjoy it. So we do have prizes for the 12 and under. The Iowa chapter of Coca-Cola Collectors Club does the judging so that it's an unbiased non-local group, and that kind of gets the collectors involved as well.
Okay, and they have to have a tie to the Coke theme. Again, celebrating 125 years of fun is the theme this year. Now, a couple of other things we want to talk about real quick before we let you go here this morning. T-shirts, I know, have been out there. They've been circulating. Time's not done yet.
Not yet, but we're running low. They've been a popular design this year. So T-shirts will be for sale at the Herring Building for the Show Swap and Sell. They'll be for sale at the Depot on Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow as well. And then Rex Pharmacy also has some. So you can purchase those $16 for short sleeves, $22 for long sleeves if you want one for this fall weather.
Okay, now the Coke machine, the special Coke machine, keep staring at me through the Rex Pharmacy window. Can you still get raffle tickets? Is it too late?
Absolutely. They'll be selling raffle tickets through today and tomorrow. The machine is special this year because it's the first custom Coke machine that's a Diet Coke themed machine. Usually, Atlantic Bottling Company donates a Coca-Cola themed machine. This year being Diet Coke, it makes it one of a kind, at least from this neck of the woods. So we're really excited about that. It's got a really neat design that matches the shirts somewhat. And yep, tickets are for sale $1 a piece or 6 for $5.
They come up with different designs every year on their own, or do you guys help with that?
Every year we do a bid process with some of the local vendors that can do that to kind of find out what our committee likes. We usually get 3 or 4 submitted, and they decide on that based on just personal choices and voting, and then that goes on the T-shirt, and they try and tie it into the Coke machine as well.
Okay. No, you don't have to put Diet Coke in it. You can put full-leaded Coke in it.
I think there's 5 or 6 spots for different kinds, so you can fill it with whatever you want.
Whatever you need.
As long as it's not that that P kind, the P-E-P-S-I kind.
I don't know what that means.
We wouldn't even put that in there, but.
No, a lot of space there too. And a nice collector's piece for someone who, if you've got a bar at home or some people will even put it out on the patio or the deck too, depending upon where you want, where you've got space for it. So yeah, make sure you get those raffle tickets. They're $1 each, or you can get 6 tickets for $5. So you're getting a bonus ticket tossed, and that'll be the one that wins.
That's right.
It's always that bonus ticket that comes up a winner. So make sure you do that and look for that. They'll be still selling those then today. Today and tomorrow, actually. Okay, tailgate party tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Depot. The sneak peek from 6 to 8 tonight. And then tomorrow at the Herring Building, the show swap and sell and the showcase, both 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the parade at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the weather's going to be great. Upper 60s for weather and partly cloudy skies. So you can't beat the weather. You can't beat the feeling. So go out and enjoy Coca-Cola, right?
That's right. The Coca-Cola Center and Museum will be open in its new location at 207 Chestnut Street also. So be sure to stop in there tonight or tomorrow to see all the new decorations and how they've laid that new building out.
Oh, and actually, the way it was decorated up by the folks, by Dale and Shirley down there at the Atlantic Locker, you didn't have to do a whole lot of redecorating color-wise to make it fit the Coke theme.
The outside with the white and red awning and the red building front was perfect, and there was already a Coke mural on the side, so it was fate. It was meant to be.
Very good. So, and that'll be available, too, for folks to enjoy. So check out the new location. Great. Megan, thanks for coming
in.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.